It's the Morning Takeover. You're with Star 101.7. Some Justin Timberlake just in time for interaction. Yeah, there's Justin with Selfish. Yes, it's our first of the week when it comes to interaction. Good morning. It's 8:38. Joining us from Starbase is actually Blaine and Shannon. All right. Hey, good morning, you two.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Yeah, great to hear from you here. It's been a while. I know you hear at least once, if not twice a year, and it's been a long time since we had a chance to visit.
Yeah, it's been about a year since you and I got to visit.
Yeah.
And I was here last fall talking on some of the other stations, but yeah, you guys allow us to come in and do a little promotion of our program, and we appreciate it.
What does Starbase stand for?
So Starbase is a STEM program. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. Starbase itself was started in Michigan way back in 1991, and it's on a military base, so that's the start of Starbase, and they wanted the kids to be the stars of the program, and so that's actually how the name Starbase actually got started. But even though Starbase has been around for quite some time, even into the 90s, here in Great Falls, we've been around since 2011. There's currently 81 sites around the United States, two of which are here in Montana.
Oh.
There's also another one down in Helena, and there's actually works to get one started in Billings as well. So.
Okay. All right, and how are you involved then, Blaine?
So I'm one of the classroom teachers. We have two classroom teachers. I'm up at the Air National Guard in our actual classroom building. So all fifth graders from Great Falls come up to our classroom at some time during the school year. So we see every fifth grader in Great Falls, but we also see some fifth graders from surrounding communities. We've even had students as far away as Sunburst, Drive-In, Stanford. We see kids from Centerville, Highwood. Communities are a little bit closer, but we serve fifth graders throughout the entire school year and even into the summer.
Yeah, sounds like it's in the surrounding area then, our listening area.
Yeah, in our listening area for sure. If there's somebody listening from a surrounding community and they would like to get their fifth grade class involved, you could contact us. And our schedule fills up very quickly, but sometimes we do have openings occasionally for classes from surrounding areas to come in.
All right. Well, before we talk about what the latest is and what we have to look forward to, Shannon, how are you involved in Starbase then? Have you been there very long at all?
Well, yeah, I was in Blaine's position. I've been at Starbase since 2015. I was at the base program for several years, and then this year I started coordinating our Starbase Advanced program, which is our after-school program. So my primary target is 6th through 8th grade students. We currently have four programs in Great Falls. We serve a little under 100 students in the Great Falls community, and part of that service is also providing mentors. So I had 25 fantastic community volunteers in those programs, most of which were active duty Air Force or members of the Montana Air National Guard, and just amazing humans that supported these students. And Blaine and I can both agree that the future in Great Falls is extremely bright when it comes to science and engineering. There's some beautiful minds in this community.
We'd like to hear that, okay? That the future does look bright.
Yes.
Pretty rewarding, though, too, isn't it? I mean, don't you see some of these students after they've been involved with Starbase? It's like I said, the feedback is pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very rewarding. I know that the fifth grade students look forward to coming up. We have Morningside coming up here in about a week and a half or so. And Lisa Herring, who is our other teacher, she went and talked to the students over there, and they're all excited about coming over to Starbase. So I know that the fifth graders look forward to it. I've actually been out in the community before shopping, had my Starbase shirt on, you know, on the way home from work, and had kids who are, you know, in high school working at a local business, and they're like, "Oh, you work at Starbase?" Sure. I'm like, "Yeah, I do." And they'll say, "Oh, I remember going to that program." And we've actually have a survey that has been done with the high school students at both CMR and Great Falls High, and I forget the exact numbers, but it was around 90 to 95% of the students said that Starbase was a positive experience in their schooling, and I think it was around 30% said that they were actually pursuing a STEM career, science, technology, engineering, math career, or thinking about going into a STEM career based on their experience at Starbase. So when you think of the entire time they are a student from kindergarten through 12th grade, only 25 hours, just a quick little blurb in there. Entire schooling is spent at Starbase. So for that 25 hours to have that big of an impact is pretty incredible.
That really is. I mean, you might have changed or at least molded a little bit of their mind in making a difference in their career choosing.
And that's kind of our goal is to get kids interested in a STEM field. That's actually why Starbase was founded, is because the founders noticed that there were a lot of jobs coming open in science, technology, engineering, and math, and not the amount of people to fill those. And so they wanted to have a program to spark that interest, and they just thought fifth grade was a good time to do that.
Sure.
Since Starbase began in Great Falls here about 3 weeks ago or so, we just cracked the 10,000 students served mark. So we've definitely served a lot of students from Great Falls and the surrounding area since it began.
It's amazing how the numbers just climb like that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, yeah, I believe you mentioned Lincoln is where you'll most likely be here in the next week or two.
We just did a STEM night at Lincoln. They have a STEM family night at Lincoln. And so Lisa Herring and I, we're over there working with some families and stuff. We also get out and we work with 4-H groups and different groups throughout this school year just to try to get people more familiar with Starbase.
Okay. So what's next in line then for you this year? What do you have coming up?
So currently we're working with fifth graders from Longfellow Elementary. We've seen most of the schools. We have, I think, 4 of the elementary schools left to see throughout the remainder of the school year, as well as some of the surrounding communities and private schools that are going to come into us. Soon as school is out, we do summer camps, but we're funded by the Department of Defense, so our first 2 summer camps are for children whose parents work up at the Air National Guard, and both of those camps, we do one for kids going into 3rd through 5th, and one for kids going into 6th through 8th, and both of those camps are already full.
Wow.
And then we do some camps in surrounding communities as well throughout the summer.
Okay. All right, so is there a way that someone can get a hold of you in person? Do they need to do that or to sign up for anything like that? A phone number, website, Facebook? What do you have for us?
There are several ways to contact us. You can search Starbase Montana on Facebook and Instagram, and you'll see our logo. You'll find information for the site in Great Falls as well as Helena on those social media entities. You can also Google DOD, Department of Defense Starbase, and you'll find our national site, and you're able to click on Montana to find further contact information for our Great Falls and Helena locations. And you can also email us at starbase@mt.gov if you would like to contact us.
All right. Anything more that you want to promote here before we say goodbye?
No, we just really appreciate having all the kids come up and see us and offering them the STEM program, and they seem to enjoy it.
All right. Well, that's great. And, of course, keep up the good work. And thank you so much, Blaine and Shannon, for coming in this morning and being a part of Interaction. So enjoy the rest of this day.
All right. Thank you. You too.
You got it. Good morning. It's 8:46. That's how we start things off the week with Interaction. It's with Star 101.7.